Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer for TechTarget's Storage Sites. My guest today is Beth Cohen. She's a senior cloud architect at Cloud Technology Partners in Boston. And Beth has been architecting and deploying private cloud infrastructures for a number of major global corporations. Beth, under what circumstances should a company think about doing private cloud storage versus a traditional storage infrastructure?
So there's a number of factors that companies should be thinking about. Of course, the paramount factor is always to save money. And there's a number of ways that the private cloud offers that opportunity. One is that you're deploying on commodity hardware rather than the specialized hardware that most traditional storage systems run on. It also allows for a greater degree of horizontal scalability. It's architected to scale up to petabytes of data easily and transparently. So you don't have to worry about running out of capacity. And of course, the major consideration is self-service. That's the real buzzword for any kind of cloud, which is that you don't have to be deploying those storage modules. You can just have your users go to a dashboard and sign up for it. They can set up their own volumes without worrying about going to an administrator.
What types of storage work best with a private cloud?
Well, the three types of storage that you typically see are, the traditional block storage and the object store. And of course, you can have filer storage as well. What I typically see is the images are managed under block storage or filer storage, and the object store is used by the applications. So, for example, a retailer might store the catalog information in the object store, but the images might be stored in the block storage.
What are the advantages and the disadvantages of object storage for a private cloud?
Well, the advantages are that the storage itself is extremely cheap, so you can store the typical files in great quantities without worrying about expensive hardware. But there are disadvantages. I do not recommend object storage for high-speed transactional databases where every little nanosecond counts. So that's not a good fit for a private cloud object store.
How essential is it for an IT shop to build a private cloud compute infrastructure in connection with building a private cloud storage infrastructure?
You can build them together, although they are actually two separate concepts. So I would say that in many cases, they are built together, but I have also seen situations where they're completely separate. Typically, if you're building a compute farm, you do need some storage to manage the images and the instances. And typically that is a cloud storage, and there's a number of different options that you have. But you can certainly build a private cloud storage independent of the computes.
Do you think it's essential to have object storage for a private cloud?
No, it's not essential if you're only using the private cloud for compute. But I think in many ways, I think private cloud storage that's being used for application for data, it's best if you use object storage. It's far more cost efficient than block storage.
What's the most important tip you would offer to someone considering private cloud storage?
Absolutely. The most important tip that I would offer is that you really need to understand how you're planning to use the storage. There's a huge difference between storage that's going to be used for managing the instances, the virtual machine instances, as compared to the storage that's going to be used for the data. The characteristics of the data is also going to have a major influence on the architecture of the storage. So if it's going to be a large number of small files, we'll have one characteristic, or if it's streaming media, we'll have other characteristics.
Thanks, Beth. That concludes today's podcast on private cloud storage. We appreciate your listening.